Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
For public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I think a lot of you were misled by information that was presented to you, but I do genuinely think this will be a positive outcome. And it's fine. We will allow every person that wants to speak, but I would simply ask us, as all adults, to behave the same way that we ask our children to when they go to school, and that is to be respectful of one another. When you talk, I will listen to you and not talk over you. And I would ask y'all not to have outbursts. If we continue to have outbursts that distracts other people, we'll just adjourn the meeting and then we'll come back at a later time. So again, I think that we are all old enough that we can conduct ourselves civilly.
Are we? That's sort of the question that's embedded in the statement. This was Santa Rosa County Commission meeting last Thursday. And as you had probably heard by now, there was an email that, or not an email, there was a Facebook post a week ago today, yesterday, that contained a map showing the phase two of the three-phase Pea Ridge connector. If you don't know the geography involved here in Santa Rosa County, this is actually a really interesting issue. I know for a lot of you, for those of you who live in that area, you know, Pace, it's, you know, this is big stuff affecting your life. For people who live in Escambia County, you might be like, well, what does this have to do with me? No, just trust me, because there's parts of this that affect, that you kind of relate to problems that anybody might encounter. But basically, the short version is that you've got the Pea Ridge Connector put in a couple years ago, finalized, and now operating. This big, you know, what, four-lane, you know, highway that goes and has the roundabout in the middle, and then, you know, it's a beautiful road, okay? On which there's a couple of relatively new subdivisions, but otherwise the land is not really developed along the Pea Ridge Connector. But that connecting Highway 90 to Hamilton Bridge Road. Again, if you're in Santa Rosa, you don't know these roads. Going north, east-west roads, okay? Going north, you have Highway 90, then you have Hamilton Bridge, then you have Berry Hill, and then you have Willard Norris. And the idea of the Pea Ridge Connector is that these three roads, you have to go a long way east or west in order to get down to Highway 90 or on Highway 90 back up to those roads. And so for people who live anywhere in the kind of the middle between like Dogwood and Shemucla Highway or Spencerfield, it's inconvenient. And this will alleviate traffic. It'll help first responders, fire, EMS, police get to locations up and down this vicinity. And the idea was to eventually connect it all the way up to Willard Norris, but this was phase one. Well, we've all known that. That's been in the news. That's been, you know, reported on widely. This is phase one, the Pea Ridge Connector. The problem is that the people who live in between Berry Hill and Hamilton Bridge in this vicinity, especially those who live on Baker Road and Old Berry Hill, which is the same road, just one is the one part and the other is the other part, they don't want to be part of this project. They don't want the land to go to that purpose, and they don't want a road laid on top of their little sleepy two-lane dead-end road that becomes a four-lane highway, which will ruin their way of life, according to them. And, I mean, that's a very understandable reaction by those citizens. They're, you know, livid about this. And they showed up en masse to talk for 4 hours about this the other day.
And I'm asking you to be a human right now, a human being, which y'all seem to take that away from yourselves.
And Mike McConville was one of the—he was the guy who got the map, and he put it out on Facebook. And then all of these people showed up again and again and again to explain how this is ridiculous, and you're violating their whole way of life. And they were very much attacking Sam Parker, who has been a big advocate for this plan all along. Deborah Harsher.
I knew we'd end up here eventually when I saw that Pea Ridge Connector come through and aiming right up Baker Road. But I kept looking, and I kept saying, no, there's no way they'll go through all those wetlands. They won't cross all those creeks. They won't destroy our world.
But that's the way they do see it, because even though there are three alternatives on the map, there's really only two alternatives for the stretch that's going to affect them. And it looks pretty obvious, like no matter what they do, it's going to, I mean, it has the run the good chance of really destroying that life on Baker Road and Old Barrow Hill Road. And for those of you who don't live in that area, you know, if you live in a subdivision or you live on a quiet road and it's a rural type road and you have a way of life that you've bought into and you've invested in and you want to enjoy that and you know your neighbors and people ride horses and, you know, watch the wildlife and that's the kind of world they live in. And then all of a sudden somebody says, you know, in order to alleviate traffic, what we need to do is put a 4-lane divided highway in here, or maybe, you know, not a medium, but, you know, 4-lane highway in here where people are going to drive 45 miles an hour and your little road is going to completely go away. And you're like, the what you are? I mean, you know, you go to the county commission and you say,
I want you to know we will not go easily. Amen. This is not your usual road. It's a special place. You're not going to find anything like it in the county.
There's nowhere else they can go to find this except to move to Jay.
We stand together and we say, no, we are not doing this.
And the most poignant version of her comments, and by the way, I'm using her because she was, you know, one of the more poignant ones, but I mean, this is like 4 hours of this. There's people worked up this bad.
You're going to have to carry me out, Sam. I'm not leaving, and I'm not going to sign anything. I don't care how much you offer for the property, so I don't understand why we're here. None of these people want to sell. Anybody want to sell?
No.
Exactly. So we'll talk about this in just a second, but that's kind of the setup. That's why they had this big meeting and what the people were upset about, which I think is a very understandable thing to be upset about, even though I think they didn't have full information and, you know, showed up kind of unwilling to receive it. But we'll talk about that in a second. Jimmy has got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're heading southbound on North W Street, there is a vehicle crash right at the crossroads of W and Van Pelt Lane with a road blockage, so please use caution driving through there. Otherwise, not seeing too much on the roads. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. If you're coming in from Pace or Milton, you might expect you might see some slowdowns right outside the hospital on Davis southbound. And if you were coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you should be good to go. If you see anything, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you're getting hungry later on today, let me recommend what is, like, my family's favorite restaurant to go to, especially, you know, outside of Pensacola, but even the one that they beg me, can we go there for anything? Pounder's Hawaiian Grill. It's kind of hard to think about because they're now here. But I used to go to this place, take the kids there over in Crestview, and it's fast casual Hawaiian, so it's teriyaki steak, teriyaki chicken, kalua pig. The sides are amazing, and I'm getting hungry thinking about it. And every time we'd go there, we'd eat, we'd be satisfied, and I'd go into the back into the kitchen and be like, hey, guys, thanks, that was awesome. And when are you moving to Pensacola? When are you moving to Pensacola? When are you moving to Pensacola? Because every time we went, because we'd just basically go and we'd be passing by. They're coming from somewhere else in Florida. Well, now they're here. They're right by the JCPenney's, right by the Academy Sports and the old Dickey's barbecue location right there on North Davis Highway in the old, University Mall. And it's a great value. The food is amazing. Just trust me. Just trust me. Not open Sunday or Monday, so you got to go some other day of the week, but that could include, Tuesday, right, because they're open today. Pounder's Hawaiian Grill on North Davis Highway. Back to the conversation, Santa Rosa County Commission meeting about this Pea Ridge Connector Phase 2 and Phase 3. There's all kinds of issues here. And the main thing people were worried about is they saw this map going through their way of life, going through their road, going through their property, and they thought, well, the county's just bent on doing this as a secret plan that they've got going on. They're going to ruin our way of life, and they're going to eminent domain us out of our land. That's how they formed it up in their minds. Now, the truth of the matter is that the county never does eminent domain and of a house for sure, and they do their best to avoid ever doing eminent domain. You know, Brad Baker was very clear about that and explaining stuff. Also, that these were purely conceptual, that this was like a planning document to get something down on paper. And that's part of the problem that we've seen before in Santa Rosa County, is because it's a planning document, it's a public record, but these planning, very preliminary documents get out, and people think it's a final cause of action. Like, remember the shark fishing thing on Navarre Beach? Like, that got out, and then all of a sudden, everybody's like, this is going to happen. Well, It's a long way between here and there. And yet, if you see it and you think, well, that's just going to happen, or why are we even having a preliminary conversation about something that can never happen, then, you know, you have issues. But Sam Parker, Brad Baker, everybody's trying to explain that this is... We're not destroying the Hayes Ranch, which is a big property in that area. We're not trying to destroy wetlands. We're just trying to figure out what would be involved here.
There has been no discussions about going across the Hayes Ranch, if that was the question you need me to answer.
That was one of the questions.
Everybody saw the map that these were different avenues that Volkert looked at to start running some scenarios, mainly for wetlands, for bridges, and for the number of property owners that would be affected by the different routes. There is no route that has been determined or brought to y'all to have a discussion about. This is all preliminary planning stages.
And they not trying to do eminent domain. I know they wouldn't 100% rule out that possibility. I don't think it's... I mean, if somebody told you that there's no way they would ever do eminent domain, I mean, I think that'd be lying, okay? There might come a situation where they have the need to. But when I looked at this, okay, as, you know, outside observer who knows the area but doesn't live there, okay, I think of the Pea Ridge Connector as a good thing. I think finding a route through is going to be a challenge, especially because one of the guys who owns a big chunk of the property on the north side of Hamilton Bridge Road says he is not willing to sell. And so then you have this problem of, well, how are you going to acquire the property? Where are you going to lay it that it's even going to make any sense to do? The Volkert folks who showed up, you know, Mike Warnicki from Volkert, he's like, we did this on our own initiative. Nobody in the county told us to do this. It was just basically we were trying to get a leg up on maybe getting the bids for 2 and 3. So we were trying to game it out in advance and try to see what we thought made sense. The challenge that I saw was that the people who showed up were just convinced that this was some secret backroom plan to ruin their way of life, and there was nothing they could do about it but show up to be angry. And when you show up in that mindset, you're not really listening to what they're saying, and you're not open to the possibility that, oh, you know, okay, this is not a final plan. This is not really an intent. They're, you know, I know they're trying to buy a terminus property, but, you know, and as a result, they wind up attacking Sam Parker a bunch, and I mean, maybe he deserves it, okay, but that's, and they wind up attacking, I mean, he'd never seen the thing until this week, neither had anybody, except a couple of people. They wind up attacking staff like Rebecca Jones, the county engineer. Basically, one guy accused her of lying. I'll play that clip for you later. Devan Cook, who's retiring, praised by everybody as one of the best administrators of the county, you know, accuse him of misleading and lying and just saying what needs to be done. I mean, that... When you allow anger to take over your response, you're gonna misstep. Now, the good news is that in the end, they not abandoned the project, but they basically said, look, we hear you loud and clear. We're not going to take any action on even the terminus plot that was part of one of the conversation pieces going on in the county commission. But it made me sad for everybody. Better communication by the county might have averted this. Better willingness to listen by the people might have averted this. Better understanding of what implications there might be for building the second and third phases through it might have averted this. And in the end, you get a lot of people who got unnecessarily angry and took time off of work and got worked up and had to, you know, it's like these protests you're seeing. Like, these people are livid and frustrated. Now, these folks were not engaging in anything illegal. They were doing all the right stuff by showing up angry. But it made me sad. This didn't have to happen. We could have done this better, and I wish we would, you know, sometimes, I don't know, do things just a little bit better on all sides, and then maybe life would be smoother. 623 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Good morning, 626 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are looking all green this morning here in Pensacola. No major accidents or slowdowns. I-10 and I-110 are all looking good, and if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, should be clear all the way to Pensacola. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Into the newsroom now, David Wayne's got our headlines for us. David?
Former President Donald Trump's trial resumes this morning in New York City. Today brings testimony from a third prosecution witness, Gary Farrow, a banker who helped Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen open accounts. As protests escalate at Columbia University, the school says it's suspending students who refuse to leave the encampment on campus. This comes as a pro-Palestinian group is now occupying Hamilton Hall. That was also the site of a student occupation during a major protest of the Vietnam War in the 60s. The university telling students and faculty to avoid the campus today. And the nation's leading mobile carriers being hit with big fines by the FCC for illegally sharing access to customers' location data without consent.
In real time. In real time.
Yes.
Like, as you were moving around, they were telling people where you were.
Oh, absolutely they were. The Federal Communications Commission says T-Mobile's being fined over $80 million, AT&T $57 million, Verizon $47 million. They've also fined $12 million to Sprint, and all of the carriers say they intend to appeal the fines.
Yeah, I would be curious to know how much money they made selling the data and how much the fine is, because then it's just a business decision. Right? I mean, you know.
Absolutely,
that's,
yeah.
That's the question. David, thank you so much for the update. 627 here on News Radio Pensacola. Interesting story about Wall Street buying homes. You might not be familiar with this, but something that's been going on for years now is that large companies, giant companies, have been buying thousands, even hundreds of thousands of houses around the nation and then turning them into rentals. And as a result of that, it's driving up the price of housing, which, you know, benefits the owner of the home who turns it into a rental. It also makes it harder for people to acquire a home to own, which drives up the price of housing. Also, my understanding is that part of the issue with these companies doing this is they have these very complicated algorithms in order to figure out how to price a rental, and they always go for the very top of the possible zone, right? And one of the challenges is if you're like you own two or three homes and you rent them, you know, trying to figure out what you can get for a home is, you know, you're always a little bit low on the information scale because, you know, you've only got a couple to deal with and you kind of look at what the different rental are offering and you kind of figure out, well, they've got, since they've got so many different homes, they've got access to a lot better information. And part of the issue is that they then know how to set the price more effectively, which because they're putting it at the upper end of the rental spectrum, that tends to drive up the price of the rentals. So this is something that's been going on, you know, for years, okay? And it's being viewed now as something that kind of ought to be limited or regulated or even outlawed. You've got Democrats in the U.S. Senate and House responsive legislation to, force them to divest at least a significant portion. Republican in Ohio State is looking to drive out institutional owners. Nebraska, California, New York, Minnesota, North Carolina. Others are kind of looking at the possibility of what can be done. This is a Wall Street Journal article. The part of the problem is, when you own something, you own it, and it's hard to make people get rid of it. But they're talking about limits of how many homes an individual or an entity can own, 100, 50, 20, something like that. And in some areas, okay, it's not as high prevalence. It's only like 3-5% of the entire nation. But if you look in particular areas, like in Atlanta, it's, 11%, one study said 21%. So as much as a fifth of all the homes are owned by these kind of conglomerates, which again has the net effect of making it harder to get into a house if you're trying to buy to own, and it tends to drive up the prices because of the way they practice the setting of the rental price. So just kind of be paying attention to this. It's being styled as an antitrust or anti-monopoly effort to break up these large conglomerates, and we'll see where this all goes.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters take over a campus building at Columbia University in New York. An alert went out to students.
All of the alert says is there's major protest activity on Morningside campus in and around Hamilton Hall. Avoid vicinity if possible.
Journalism grad student Fahima Degaya. The school began suspending student protesters yesterday for ignoring a 2 p.m. deadline to disperse. Four law enforcement officers are killed, four wounded in Charlotte, North Carolina.
U.S. Marshals and the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department were trying to serve a fugitive warrant for felon in possession of a firearm. Police say as they approached a house, they were shot at. Officers shot back and ended up killing the shooter on the front lawn. But as they approached the house afterwards, officers were then met with more gunfire.
Fox's Bill Malugin. Two people are detained for questioning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Partly cloudy skies right now, 72 degrees in Pensacola. Escambia County Sheriff's investigators say they're looking into whether the triple homicide on Sunday morning was retaliatory.
Yeah, we're taking a look at a couple of different events. It may not have been like yesterday. Retaliatory shootings sometimes take weeks, sometimes take months.
Sheriff Chip Simmons identified the victims as 26-year-old Marquise Turner, 28-year-old Michael Karstafen, and 23-year-old Trashawn Powers. He says the three men were inside a car in the Jackson Square parking lot when two suspects snuck up from behind and started firing. Shell casings from both a rifle and a handgun were found at that scene. Anybody with information is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office or to call Crime Stoppers. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says an alert neighbor is to thank for the arrest of a man that was allegedly holding a woman against her will inside of a home in Pace over the weekend.
About 9:30, we got a call. A neighbor tried calling one of her neighbors. The neighbor did not answer the phone. And she saw a man leave the house and go to a truck and get some zip ties and go back in the home.
53-year-old Jeffrey Hawley now facing multiple charges, including kidnapping, domestic battery, and resisting arrest. Johnson says, to make matters worse, is that the man had just been released from a Florida Department of Corrections facility 3 months ago after serving time for false imprisonment against the same victim. When deputies arrived on Saturday, they found the victim laying on the garage floor with her wrists tied behind her back and her ankles duct taped. A Georgia man has been sentenced for the deadly shooting of his childhood best friend at an apartment in Navarre Beach. According to the News Journal, 62-year-old John Gillibo was convicted of second-degree murder back in February for the death of Victor Trial. He's now been sentenced to 36 years in prison with the possibility of parole in 25 years. Back on November 14th of 2021, Trial was found dead with a gunshot wound to the back. At the same time, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson said the two men grew up together as kids in a small town in Georgia. Marco Rubio says he wants the VA to respond to a recent critical report. Senator Rubio saying yesterday he sent a letter to Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough about a report by the VA's Inspector General. That report found that the Veterans Health Administration had failed to identify and exclude healthcare providers that may have failed to deliver safe care to veterans. Rubio writes that veterans deserve to know the providers they are referred to will provide safe, appropriate, reliable, and necessary care. And Governor Ron DeSantis praising dozens of people for their heroism in the state of Florida. Governor DeSantis welcomed 75 people to the governor's residence yesterday. The ceremony was to honor them for what he called exceptional courage, compassion, and resilience in the face of adversity. Those invited to the ceremony included first responders, doctors, veterans, law enforcement officers, and parents. The governor says in Florida, he wants to recognize and extol the virtues of selflessness and service. And those 75 people, he said, embodied those virtues through their actions and their achievements. It's 6:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
David, not seeing too much on the roads. We're looking pretty clear this morning in Pensacola. If you're traveling on Davis Highway from Pace, you might expect some slowdowns right outside the hospital going in between Johnson and Olive Street. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're looking pretty good. And I-10, I-110 all looking clear. Some slight traffic buildup if you are on Pace and Fairfield Drive. You might expect some delays. But other than that, looking clear. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Showers and thunderstorms possible through the morning hours. 50% chance of rain overall. Any rain comes to an end by late afternoon, high near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 67 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, cloudy, 72 in Pensacola, 72 also in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime. This is News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Biden administration is facing a slew of lawsuits targeting its regulatory agendas as business and banking groups argue that federal agencies are overstepping their authority. The Chamber of Commerce said it expects to file a total of at least 22 lawsuits against the administration before the end of President Biden's current term. New rules being legally challenged include the ban on non-compete clauses, credit card late fees, and climate disclosure requirements. Pittsburgh International Airport has hit another milestone amid its roughly $1.6 billion modernization. Workers have topped out of the huge parking garage that is being built beside the facility's new landside terminal, which means it is now two-thirds finished. The five-level garage will feature nearly 4,500 parking spaces. Futures are slightly lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 146, the NASDAQ up 55. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Give you an update on the triple homicide that took place Saturday night, early Sunday morning in the area of 65th and Jackson. There was an event center there, and they were hosting an adult birthday party, and it was by invitation only. We continue to investigate this as a targeted ambush. What does that mean? It means that this is not random. It's not a drive-by. This was a shooting that took place at close range. And it clearly was targeted for us.
Not random, not a drive-by. In fact, when Sheriff Simmons yesterday explained exactly what happened, it's pretty chilling.
There were three males sitting in a car at that party. It's a convertible Mustang they were sitting in, just parked nearby where the event was. Two shooters, evidently, as we can tell right now, they parked their car to the east, and then they got out, and then they walked through a yard and then through a shed until they got close to the three victims. They fired multiple rounds, both fired, and at close range, striking all three of the victims. Two of the victims were declared deceased at the scene, and another was transported to the hospital where he subsequently passed away.
So this sounds like much more than targeted. I mean, this sounds like an assassination. Doesn't it? And how did they find out that they were in the Mustang and sitting there and waiting for them? You know, did somebody else call them and tell them? Did they, I mean, I wouldn't think they would have driven by, because I would assume these folks all know each other. You know, I would assume that they know what each other's drive. I just, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I would tend to assume that that's the case. And so if they'd have driven by, I would think that would be. So it sounds to me like there's questions about, you know, how'd they get tipped off to all of this? And then again, you know, to have two people sneaking through yards like it's some military operation and then coming up to this car and opening fire with two different weapons and killing everybody inside, this is really bad. I mean, it's bad if it were more random. It's bad if it were some kind of a drive-by, and it's obviously really bad given what it actually was.
Victims are identified as Marquise Turner, Michael Karstofan, Trayshawn Powers. All three are in their mid-20s, and all three are deceased.
And, of course, what they're saying is he believes it was, you know, possibly, he, and I would be clear about this, he's not saying that it was, but it seems likely to be, and I think, I mean, again, knowing what little I know as an outside observer, it seems like this was certainly retaliatory.
They're looking into the possibility that this might be a retaliatory event or an act based upon an act that took place in a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago. We are not ruling anyone out. We're not ruling anything out. But right now, we do know that there was two people involved. They both fired several shots, both at close range. And we're looking at the possibility of it being a retaliatory shooting.
Yeah, and you know, I want to know more, and we'll talk with Chip Simmons about this coming up in an hour. But the sheriff says, look, if you know anything, if you've got video, please help us out. We, as always, we need information.
If anyone has information, to please call Crime Stoppers or call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office with that information, because someone knows something. Someone knows something because they were either at the party, they heard something, they saw something, they took a picture, they took a video. Please review that. And if it's something useful for us, please let us know, because that's the only way that we can continue to investigate this case the way it deserves to be investigated.
And you said they've already seized a bunch of information in a car and some phones.
Today, yesterday, we're out there scouring the neighborhood. We have one vehicle that we have seized, and we're working on getting a search warrant for that. We have a couple of phones that we have seized from the victim's cars, so we're getting search warrants for that. As you can imagine, we're doing a number of different things. We're looking for video. If you live in the area and you think you may have a video, please contact us, let us know. Even if it's something you're not sure has value, please let us know. We can determine whether we can make use of that.
Yeah, don't self-select out. You know, that's the idea.
Obviously, triple homicides are very rare, very tragic, and we, as I mentioned before, are taking this very serious.
And just other things that had come up in the conversation, the press conference, was the question of, you know, well, were they participants in the party? And apparently the answer is one was, the other two were not.
It looks as if one of the victims was an invited guest, but the other two may not have been invited guests to the party. The party is a wear white type of a party, and only one of them were wearing white, and that's where I get that information from.
So the other two not wearing white presumably weren't part of the party.
I have not looked at all of the criminal record. I know one of the victims just was released from prison 6 days ago, but I haven't looked at what the charge was.
One of them had just gotten out 6 days ago. We don't know about past charges, criminal history for any of these folks involved. So, yeah, awful. And, you know, 65th and Jackson. So, man, we'll talk about it with Sheriff Simmons coming up next hour. 646 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We're looking pretty good here in Pensacola. No major accidents or slowdowns. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you should be good to go. And if you're driving southbound on Davis Highway, you might experience some slowdowns right outside the hospital. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're thinking about buying or selling a house, you want to get the best price for it, either, you know, the lowest price if you're buying or the highest price if you're selling. That's obviously part of why you get a good realtor, to somebody who's going to advise you and help you set that price and stage it and photograph it and list it and go through the process of doing the open house and all of that. Well, the folks at Christine Leavenworth and Leavenworth Realty, they've got this figured out. I mean, she is just... it's been amazing to kind of track her success over the last several years as she's, you know, gone from being in the news to doing a couple of other things, becoming a mom, and I know them well. You know, I know she, her and her family really well. And then doing this. And, you know, in the beginning, I think a lot of us thought, oh, good, you know, real estate, Christine, you know, Christina, maybe, you know, maybe people will do okay. Yet, no idea. 175 homes sold last year. That's pretty good, you know, for not having done this like her whole life or anything, right? That's a 3.5 per week. So does she know what she's doing? Yes. Does she, you know, kind of nerd out on information when it comes to real estate? Yes. She likes talking with people and knowing everything she can and helping them make good decisions and, you know, just kind of loving on them and serving them, which is why so many people have such a good experience with her and why they recommend her so highly. And I know, you know, if I wish I could go back in time and buy our first house with Christina or sell our first house with Christina, because I'm sure we would have done better. And I'm sure the process would have been a lot smoother, too. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunsets with your favorite bands. This week, it's the True Blue Band. They're playing a variety of R&B, soul, and roots music, so come get funky with the True Blue Band this Tuesday night at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm most troublesome for a security guard.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
Glory be, glory be, they hung him from the hanging tree. Strung him up for all to see that I'm sent that sinner back home. Glory be, glory be, they hung him from the hanging tree. Strung him up for all to see that I'm sent that sinner back home. Sent that sinner back home.
Good morning, 6:50 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The White House continuing to call for the pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses across the country to be peaceful. Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt says there have been some disturbing incidents.
You had someone with a hatchet at University of Utah. You had students with hammers who broke into the building at Columbia last night. You had someone with a sword at UCLA on Sunday. This isn't normal.
And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said it's up to university leadership to handle the demonstrators. Five Republican-led states challenging the Biden administration's overhaul of Title IX in court. Louisiana, Mississippi, Idaho, Montana, and Texas have recently sued to block the new changes. The administration earlier this week expanded the regulation to protect against sex-based discrimination in schools to include gender identity. And NBC's Peacock streaming service, Andrew, is going to see a bit of a price hike coming up here soon. The subscription fee is going to jump up $2 to $7.99 starting July 18th for new subscribers. And yep, that's just before the Summer Olympics, if you were hoping to watch them.
See, it all makes perfect sense now. That's right. They're just going to they're gonna take advantage of you now that they're when they think that they can get you for the Olympics, right? Of course, you said that price is how much again?
Well, it was $5.99 a month. Now it's going up to $7.99 a month.
So the difference is?
$2?
$2. Cash.
How do you have a soundbite for everything? It doesn't matter what it is. He's got a soundbite.
That's Better Off Dead, man. That's all-time classic. I want my $2. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:52 on News Radio. This is a fun game, okay? David, I'll put you back on the mic here, David. You ready? Okay. So, you know I'm I like our imaging. Imaging in radio just means all the stuff that's not music and not talking. Everything else is imaging, okay? You know that I like my sound clips, you know, and I like my bumper music. So, I'm going to ask you just, you know, to play along a little game here. How many sound drops of that sort, like the short ones, because there's all kinds of different sound drops. I'm not talking about the politics ones, not Santa Rosa County scan. I'm talking about like the from movies kind of stuff. How many of those do you think I have? Take a stab.
Oh, all right. So
currently in my possession, like I'm looking at the folder right now, how many I got?
How many years have you been doing this show?
You can't ask more questions.
No follow-up questions.
You're just going to have to give an answer.
I'm going to have to say more than 20,000.
Oh, wow. You overshot. Well done. You overshot. 3,000. 3,000. So, you know. Okay. Now I feel inadequate. I've got 1/7 as many as I should.
Yeah. And what's the holdup here?
I know,
right? Where's the rest of them?
So, okay. And then the other question is bumper music. How many bumpers do I have? That's all. That's ready to go, meant to be played. Pick from one of these in the folder of bumper music. Now, see, Jimmy can't answer the question because he knows the answer. David, back
all
to
right.
you.
On this one, I'm gonna guess a little lower. I'm going to say maybe 1,200.
3,000. Same number. It's not the exact same number, but roughly. So 3,000 songs and 3,000 sound clips. Roughly, something like that. So, yeah, a lot. I spent a couple of minutes working on this over the years to have them. That's so when you say, how can you have it? I just have them.
He's got it all.
They're there, right? David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, 437-1620. Interesting ruling on transgender medical treatments. The gender-affirming care is the my most despised phraseology in the whole wide. By the way, I just because it's so biased. That's such a biased way of describing it. Anyway, there's all kinds of other ways to say it. But there was a very interesting development in an appeals court, I think, is the one that said this yesterday, that healthcare for transgender, we used to call it sex change operations, right? That's the same thing, right? It's just we call it a different name today because, you know, we're all about renaming things in order to change the way we perceive a thing, right? That's, don't talk about the thing itself, talk about the name so that you can shape people's perceptions. That's the whole premise of, like, the cancel culture, changing the words, the transgressive memorial service, all this kind of stuff. Anyway, 8-6 decision by the Fourth Circuit ruled that mastectomies, for example, are covered and need to be covered for people who want to go through sex change operations because they are covered for breast cancer. And if you're going to cover mastectomies for breast cancer, you've got to cover them for people with gender dysphoria. And these health plans did not cover them, viewed as more elective surgeries or something like that. And so the appeals court said that health insurance plans must provide coverage for, sex change operations or, again, there's all these words have meaning, you know, have connotation. This is in North Carolina and in West Virginia. Advocates for transgender say that it's a huge victory, which it is for them. Especially since bills restricting the rights. Where do rights come from? Rights come from God, right? Laws recognize that God gives you rights, rights of transgender people. How about claims of transgender people or requests of transgender people or desires of transgender people? See, if you say that somebody has a property desire, it's not so persuasive, you know, but you say they have a property right. Oh, pay attention, right? So if you say if people, you know, they have medical desires, a lot of people want a lot of things, right? You know, but you said they have medical rights. Okay, rights are important. It sounds the way I'm describing it, like, you know, pretty flippant and arrogant the way I'm saying it. But that's what I think whenever I read these descriptions I happen to be looking at an NPR article, so it's not really that surprising. But that's the phraseology that you use at AP now. The style book has these same kinds of references. And every time you choose a word in the English language, remember, English has, 20 words for every concept, right? Every word you pick carries connotation. And the thing that news people are supposed to do is pick the most neutral descriptor of a term so that you convey the content without imputing bias or tone or support or criticism, right? But we have clearly abandoned that as a news industry when it comes to this topic. And we're not looking for the most neutral term. We're looking for the most favorable term because people in my industry have decided that they like this stuff. And it's good. Anyway, so the ruling is that if you're going to offer mastectomies for breast cancer, you have to offer them for sex change operations. And again, that's, I'm sure, going to be appealed, and we'll probably see this at the Supreme Court because you've got so many states, including our own, that has all kinds of rules about this stuff. 657 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
If you're heading eastbound on 9 Mile Road, you can expect some delays right before you hit that I-10 intersection. Other than that, looking pretty good. Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're clear all the way to Pensacola. And if you're in Pace and Milton, you're also clear all the way to Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. This report brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special with live 24/7 customer service. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Time now for I have botched this so many times with you that we generally don't have enough time for it, but it is time for future news.
All right, let's do it.
You never get to play the music. It's so exciting.
Oh, God. Here we go.
He doesn't know where it is.
I don't even know where it is.
There we go. I mean, it's probably been the whole time you've been working here, 2 or 3 weeks, that we haven't done this properly.
That's the first time I pressed that button.
That's awesome. All right, future news. We tell you what's going to happen before it happens. P Ridge Connector, phases 2 and 3. Do they ever happen?
No.
Ah,
go through people's properties?
Yes, but in a less intrusive way. I think they'll find a solution. I think it's a good project if they can find a way to do
go
it.
Go up the creek there?
I don't know. It's going to be hard to do. Yeah. Will protests on college campuses increase or diminish?
Increase.
Yeah. I. There's nothing showing the slowing down, and the crazier the behavior is seeming to get, the more there is of doing it. See what they're doing? We got to out-crazy them. This business about massive home conglomerates who own, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands of homes, is there going to be legislation to restrict that?
I hope so.
I think there will be. Yeah, the wind seems to be blowing that direction. You know, and that does seem to be where we're going, which I think will actually help reduce the housing.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.